Hey there, Spartan Nation. It's your boy Logan Cruz back with another daily dose of mental toughness. Today, we're diving into something incredibly important, especially when life throws those curveballs our way, cultivating self-compassion. Ever feel like you're being hammered by a relentless barrage of expectations, deadlines, and just plain bad luck? You know that feeling when you trip, stub your toe, and the universe seems to be laughing at you? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that building resilience, that mental armor, starts with a little something called self-compassion? Now, before you go thinking this is all about indulging in pity parties and endless Netflix binges, let me assure you, it's not. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or becoming complacent. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you'd offer a close friend going through a tough time. So, how do we actually cultivate this self-compassion muscle? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. Number one, recognize your humanity. We are all flawed, imperfect beings. That's the beauty of being human. Embrace those imperfections, acknowledge your struggles without judgment, and remember that setbacks are a natural part of life's journey. You're not alone in this roller coaster ride. Think about it like this. Would you berate a friend for making a mistake? Probably not, right? You'd likely offer words of encouragement, understanding, and perhaps even a little humor to lighten the mood. Treat yourself with that same level of kindness and grace. Number two, practice mindful self-talk. Our inner voice can be a powerful force, for better or worse. When facing adversity, pay attention to those negative thoughts creeping in. Challenge them. Are they really true? Are they helpful? Replace those harsh critiques with compassionate and encouraging statements. Instead of saying, "I'm such a failure, try. This is tough, but I can learn from this experience." Remember, your words have power. Choose wisely. Number three, engage in self-care activities. This doesn't mean bubble baths and face masks every day, although those are great. Self-care is about replenishing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. It's about prioritizing activities that bring you joy, reduce stress, and leave you feeling refreshed and energized. Maybe it's a walk in nature, a good book, listening to your favorite music, or spending time with loved ones. Whatever it is, make time for yourself. You deserve it. Number four, connect with others. We are social creatures, hardwired for connection. Lean on your support system when times get tough. Talk to friends, family, mentors, anyone who can offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or simply a distraction from the chaos. Sharing your burdens lightens the load. And remember, sometimes just knowing you're not alone is enough to make a world of difference. Number five, practice gratitude. It's easy to focus on what we lack or what's going wrong, but cultivating gratitude can shift our perspective. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. Maybe it's a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. Focusing on these positive aspects can help us weather difficult storms with more grace and resilience. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a challenging project, facing tight deadlines, and feeling the pressure mounting. The stress is starting to get to you. Those self-doubt whispers begin creeping in, and you feel like giving up. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that setbacks are part of the process, and that you're capable of overcoming this obstacle. You acknowledge your feelings without judgment, practice some mindful self-talk, maybe even take a short break to clear your head. And when you return to your work, you approach it with renewed focus, knowing that you've got this. Because you are strong, you are resilient, and you are capable of incredible things. So remember, Spartans, building mental toughness isn't about being invincible or ignoring our struggles. It's about learning to navigate life's challenges with grace, compassion, and a whole lot of self-love. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Recognize your humanity. Practice mindful self-talk. Engage in self-care. Connect with others and cultivate gratitude. Let me know what you think. Share your thoughts on this episode, tag us on social media, or drop us a comment. I want to hear from you. Until next time, keep pushing forward, Spartans. You've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.